The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. Yes, here we are. We country folk surviving here in North Dakota, surviving in Canada, surviving on the East Coast of the United States, and today we'll be surviving on the West Coast of America as well. A very special guest coming up, Dr. Kevin McDonald. But with us right now, Paul Fromm from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi. One day after probably the most significant protest in many years.
Yes. So we'll certainly have some preliminary comments about what occurred yesterday in Charlottesville. But I want to make a general comment. And then I was just talking with Dr. McDonald a few moments ago. I want to get into talking with Kevin B. McDonald about... Oh, Kevin, are you there?
Spyware with square detected. Error number zero by...
Is that you? Is that your computer, Paul?
That's my computer.
Would you tell that lady to please pipe down?
Yes. It's one of these pop-ups that try to sell you something.
Okay. Let's see here. And I just realized we have a technical difficulty. I'm going to send to our engineer Dr. McDonald's phone number here so they can call him on the phone because we have talked to Kevin McDonald here before, so that Skype number should have been in the Skype file for RBN, but apparently it's not. I just sent you Dr. McDonald's phone number, so go ahead and call him on that number and bring him in, and then I'll send you his Skype and we may be able to upgrade, okay? All right, good deal. Folks, Dr. McDonald is the, many people, including myself, have characterized him as the top mind in our cause, the smartest man we've got, the best thinker, also one of the hardest working. He is the editor of the Occidental Observer, which is embarrass Kevin with the superlatives here. It is our best online magazine, the Occidental Observer at theoccidentalobserver.net. He also is the editor of the Occidental Quarterly, our very best paper magazine that you can receive in the mail, and that's at toqonline.com. He's also the author of the very best books that have been written in our cause, in my opinion. And, he also happens to be a professor of psychology, retired, and his great interest, if I can speak for Kevin, was in evolutionary psychology. So he is really one of the pioneers in that field in the world. And I'm waiting on the engineer to let us know when he's got Dr. McDonald on the in a connection here. Okay, all right.
I'm on the phone here.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Dr. Kevin McDonald, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
And your sound is pretty good there on your cell phone. The engineer is endeavoring to connect to you by Skype, which he may do in the next few minutes. And that'll produce an even better
audio. I just talked to him. It shouldn't be long.
Okay. Well, the I was embarrassing you, Kevin, with superlatives as the editor of our best magazine online, the Occidental Observer, the editor of our best paper magazine, the Occidental Quarterly, the author of I think the best collection of books in that are advocate for the cause of our people, and of course now. You're there on the West Coast, retired, and I've said to people that now that you're retired, you're like so many other of the senior class of our patriots. You're really, really effective now.
Well, not effective enough. But we are making progress, I mean.
Yeah, but that must be great to have. I tell some of the younger guys that you know when you're retired. You can wake up in the morning, get your computer set up and get yourself set up for a full work day in the cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it frees me from doing things like teaching that I did before, so I have more time to devote to the whole thing.
Well,
which is good.
Well, another thing that hasn't since you and I last talked on this show. Donald Trump became our president. And also, since we last talked, but we created here at Republic Broadcasting Network the Trump Phenomenon Program, which is, to my knowledge, the only program dedicated to the Trump phenomenon. And so, mm-hmm. Since I haven't checked in with you, I would like to just if you would please share with the audience some of what it was like for you, on November 8th, when it became apparent that your president, probably for the following 8 years, would be Donald John Trump, and how that, affected your hopes, your thoughts for the future of our cause, and so on. Just take a stab anywhere into that broad subject.
Yeah, I mean, when Trump was elected, I was shocked, first of all, but it was certainly a very happy moment. I mean, I was thrilled. I thought it was the beginning of a new era. And, I was especially encouraged because there were people like Steve Bannon there who was identified with the alt-right, but let's face it, he wasn't really one of us, but he was getting there, and you wonder what his real attitudes are, because he's got to, make a living in the real world, and he has to be careful. So I was very happy. Of course, since then, there's such an assault on Trump, first of all, from the media, from the left, from many Republicans, especially neoconservatives. So-called never-Trumpers, many of whom like Bill Kristol, Max Boot, Jennifer Rubin, they hate Trump and everything he stands for, and they still do, even though they're Republicans. And so this is something that, has prevented Trump from really making progress. And so and now all the investigations, the claims about Russian interference, and now the investigation from the special counsel, it's stymied Trump. It's prevented him from really doing what he could do. He does not have a, even though Republicans have majorities in House and Senate, he doesn't really have some kind of legislative majority where he can just, put out things and they'll pass it, like on immigration. I know he's got a great immigration law. It was better than anything in the recent past. But it's very doubtful to me that that'll ever get through, because many Republicans are very much in favor of immigration, multiculturalism, and all that. So I can't believe, even though you'll get a solid backing, it won't be enough to overcome, it won't be enough to be a majority. So I just don't see him being able to accomplish what he could in under better circumstances. But at the same time, he's doing a lot, in terms of immigration, with the wall. He's still intending to build a wall. Illegal immigration is way down from where it has been.
Yes.
So I do think there's progress. There are a lot of things he can do as president, executive orders and so on, setting the tone. So I do think that there's, definitely a sense that he's making progress in some ways.
Yes, and this brings up, I agree with you completely, Dr. McDonald, that one salient fact about Donald Trump is that he is very isolated. What he achieved, darn near miraculous, coming down the escalator with his lovely Slovenian wife, Melania, and an American wife, and no team, no organization behind him. And here's what I attribute his success to, Kevin, and I think, and I want, I'm hoping that patriots will study the success of Donald Trump and learn from it and imitate it. I attribute his success, he didn't have an organization. He had lots of negatives, actually, as he came down the escalator. But one thing that he did, I believe, which was an application of public relations 101 and sales 101, is that he accurately grasped what what white America wants, and he told them, "I'm going to get it for you."
Yeah, yeah, he did, and I think, as you say, he didn't have an adequate team. With a typical mainstream Republican, he could easily find foreign policy people, staff people, people in the intelligence community, and so on, and that he could appoint. They'd be basically on board with his point of view. If you had George Bush in there, or Jeb Bush, or Marco Rubio, you could easily, there's this whole neocon foreign policy establishment. They could have just walked into those jobs. But Trump had a much bigger problem. He didn't really have a lot of people that are on board with his program. So some of his appointments are like McMaster. They're on board with some of it, not others, it's been very difficult to get his people in there. There's still a lot of Obama holdovers. People are leaking things left and right. He doesn't just have a cadre of people that he can bring in and take over the federal government and push it in the direction he wants. Instead, you've got dissension. You've got people who are somewhat on board, but not all the way. It's just very chaotic. That's been another problem. You add to that the media, the constant drumbeat of the media, the incredible hostility of the left, what we call Trump derangement syndrome. You add all that up, and it's not good. And so he's been stymied, and I worry. I do think he's still got his. I think he still has a very substantial following, and I don't think that it's a shoo-in what's going to happen in 2018 to 2020, that the left is going to just triumph, and Trump's going to go down and defeat, Republicans are going down and defeat. I don't think that's a done deal at all. I think he can easily portray himself as victimized by this incredible wall of hatred that he has encountered.
Yes. And also, I think this situation you just described, the fact that he came in with no team, he came in basically stark naked. I would ask patriots to give Donald Trump some forbearance for some appointments, which are not, for the very reason you described, they're going to be half-baked appointments. McMaster is a very good example of somebody, you know, that he appears to have tremendous, you know, things that are doubtful about McMaster, but he doesn't have a bunch of Steve Bannons. And even Steve Bannon himself is not a part of any long-term Donald Trump team. Steve Bannon is somebody that Donald Trump, alighted upon in the middle of the primary campaign. He spotted Steve Bannon over at Breitbart and recognized, here's a really smart guy who seems to really get it about my program. And he brought Steve Bannon, into his program. And then that brings us to our role, Kevin. And that is, this is what I've been proclaiming here on this radio show. We're on 6 days a week, 8 hours a week. So we have quite a large audience live. And I've put out the message that one thing we can do for Donald Trump is form that support base that shows up at his rallies, that bombards people like Senator McConnell and Paul Ryan, bombards them with messages supporting Donald Trump, and does everything possible to give him a support team, the team he didn't have as he came down the escalator. And I think that has been happening beautifully. I know that in his recent rallies, Donald Trump has the incredible courage to go out and right out into the public with these huge rallies that he stages. They're bigger than ever. The crowds, everyone has commented, has said the crowds are louder and more enthusiastic than ever. But that support in mainstream white America is really there. And Donald Trump, amazingly, at the age of 71, has the energy, like yours, Kevin, to be able to work like a 21-year-old.
Yeah. I agree that, you know, when you're attuned to the media and on Twitter and the cable news and so on, and the newspapers, and you just see this incredible wall of hatred. It takes a certain courage to go out there and exude confidence as he has. I'm amazed that he can do that. You know, and I think if it happened to me, I would want to hole up in the White House or something. But it's very good that he does that. And I don't think, you know, the problem is, it was a very close election, you know, in terms of numbers, and a lot of the states were pretty close. And I worry that the media is going to, and that sort of drumbeat that has greeted Trump, is going to peel off enough to make him lose next time. But I don't know. I do think his support base is still strong. I think that he has touched a nerve, and I do think white America is very concerned about his future, rightly so. This is so legitimate for them to be concerned about what they see every day, and the hatred, ever-increasing hatred that we see towards white America is real, and it's not going to get any better as whites become a minority or more of a, you know, more of a plurality or whatever. It's going to be, they can see it's going to be a disaster. And it's just simply not something they should want. It's not moral. It's not justifiable in any way. But I do think that the support is still there. And what we're seeing, you know, and we saw that in Charlottesville, that there is going to be more confrontations. And there's going to be perhaps more violence. I do think that we're heading into an era that is very unstable politically, and we have to be very, very careful, of course, but it holds a lot of promise. I think things have never been as out in the open for our issues, I don't think, in the last, 50 years.
Our lifetimes. Yeah.
Reaction by much of the Republican establishment, including some in quotation marks conservatives like Senator Orrin Hatch.
Yes, there's a little break coming up here, and during that break, Kevin, the engineer is going to try to reach you. He'll call you on Skype. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Thank you. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Our American Freedom Party report and the Trump Phenomenon radio shows. We're live. I'm James Kelso. My sidekick, Paul Fromm, is here with us, and a very special guest who we have on all too infrequently, Dr. Kevin B. McDonald. It must embarrass you, Kevin, to hear all the accolades sent in your direction.
Yeah, it does. So we can just move on.
Okay. Here's something. A reference was made to the Charlottesville events yesterday. And I'm just skimming across the surface, folks. It'll take weeks and months to absorb what happened and the lessons that might be learned. But this is something I've been preaching on this radio show and through all the work I've been doing in the cause for a number of years. And let me see, how could I summarize it? And I would put this under the heading of Sales 101 and Public Relations 101. And we could add Donald Trump's title, The Art of the Deal, is that we've got a moral responsibility since the war, the struggle that we're in is for everything. It's for the whole future of our people. We've got an incredible moral responsibility to do everything we can to succeed, to make sure that we communicate. And what does success mean? In this case, the message of folks like Dr. McDonald, getting it out to our kinsmen, waking them up, getting them educated, getting them mobilized to protect themselves and make sure that there's a perpetual future for our people. Well, so I would say this. If we find an idea or a technique or tactic that shows repeated failure, then consider pruning that technique. Don't use it. If you find something, if you see something that has tremendous success, take a hard look at that. Try to figure out, why did that work so well? And now I direct your attention, folks, to Donald John Trump. He just got 66 million votes, most of them white people. He got the votes of all of the people that we're trying to appeal to. And he appealed to them, not on peripheral issues. He went right down the center of our issues. His big issue was a nation without borders. He said this, a nation without borders is not a nation. And we've got to control our borders. And then he talked about America first. Where's the last time we heard the slogan America first? Charles Lindbergh, the most popular man in America in the 1930s by Gallup poll. So what Donald Trump is doing is I'll put a title on the whole thing. Donald Trump's winning formula is this: Americana, 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 and lastly, Americana. He is telling Americans, white Americans is our particular audience, what they love, what they want to hear, what they trust, what they honor, what they cherish, what inspires them, and he's not telling them anything else. And he doesn't have any other message. He's not hiding any message. There's no, you know, subterranean secret Donald Trump. The Donald Trump you see is the one you get. So here's what I'm saying in a nutshell. Donald Trump, folks, I submit, has taught us how to win. Now the question is, have we got the common sense to learn from it? I think he has taught us how to win. And so well, anyway, that's my little summary. And then as concerns Charlottesville yesterday, boy, there's just too much to talk about. But I don't know that Charlottesville fully incorporates the lesson Americana, Americana, Americana. And I think if we want to have rallies like Donald Trump's with 35,000 people, not 1,500, but 35,000, roaring their approval with approving and supportive and helpful state police and troopers and all of this stuff on our side, if we can build rallies that to our audience, not to us, you know, that's what salesmen do. A good salesman asks what's in the head of my customer, not what's in the head of me as a salesman. If we can build rallies that to America, to white America, look like what they love, we're going to win with that. I apologize for such a long speech. I'll shut up now. We'll go to Kevin McDonald on Good Audio on Skype right after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here, and I talked way too long in the last segment. I'm going to quiet down here, because the voice you want to hear, I know this, is that of Dr. Kevin B. McDonald. And Kevin, you started the show, you were talking about your own personal reaction to the election of Donald Trump, and we've got another guest coming up, folks, Simon Roach. From South Africa. We'll bring him on in a little bit, but I just want to get more of your, there must be some amazing moments in the last year for you, Kevin, as you saw, the Trump phenomenon simply just drop out of the heavens right upon us.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like a miracle, and especially given that he was predicted to lose so lopsidedly. By the media and all the pollsters and everything, so it felt like a miracle. But again, ever since then, obviously the establishment, both certainly the left and quite a few of the right, conservatives, neoconservatives, have they do not think of his win as legitimate, and the attacks have been the thing that stands out to me. I mean, it's just been vicious. And I don't know that he can survive.
I'll tell you what I think keeps his battery charged up. he had a recent rally in Huntington, West Virginia, where the governor of West Virginia, let me remember his name, Jim Justice, 6'7", he came up on the stage. The crowd, you know, 30, 40,000 people around that arena, just people who were there. I talked to someone who was there. He said the volume, the people were yelling in ecstasy. They were so happy. And Jim Justice, the governor, got up to the podium and he said, "I can't be a Democrat anymore. Tomorrow morning, I'm a Republican." And the Donald Trump, imagine what it must be like for this man who's really in great mortal danger. His life is in danger every second, folks. Just think about it. When you look at the, he is the establishment's problem. He is their, the only thing between them and consolidating their victory, which they had with Obama. When he looks out at that crowd, folks, imagine how that charges up his battery. And you ask about, can he make it? Can he make it down this road, Kevin? I think that's what's going to keep him going, is people like the audience of this show who show up at those rallies with that kind of enthusiasm. That I think that's going to give him almost a superhuman strength.
And I think it's still there. I think there's still enormous enthusiasm for Donald Trump, partly because he's seen by his supporters as a victim now of this incredible, unprecedented hatred that's just raining down from the elite media and from the left. So I do think that will carry him through. He still has incredibly enthusiastic supporters. But again, I think that this constant drumbeat of hostility, every move he does is just presented in the most negative possible way. I think that has to chip away at the edges, and I do worry. I also worry about the Mueller special prosecutor. I think that they may bring charges. They've got a huge number of Democrat donors on there. They've got Hillary, people formerly associated with Hillary Clinton. They don't have anybody who's really, associated who's made donations to Republicans even. So this is a very one-sided investigation, and I think that it will be used against him. I can understand why he was so furious that it happened and blamed Jeff Sessions part of that. Jeff Sessions is a bright light in the administration in terms of immigration, which is our number one issue.
Yes.
But, the fact that he recused himself has just been, has huge repercussions. And I'm very worried about what might happen in the future.
Yes. And, I'm looking, folks, now at Kevin McDonald's website, theoccidentalobserver.net. And I want to connect what Kevin's been writing for years on this and other websites with what Donald Trump was saying in the primaries and is now speaking from the White House. At the top, it says Occidental Observer, white identity, interests, and culture. And Paul Fromm's slogan has been for our people. And I'm open to the idea, Kevin, that at some point, either directly, Donald Trump has seen your writing, or he's seen somebody else's writing who was inspired by yours. Because
it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think that Donald Trump is not an intellectual. I don't think he reads a lot of websites, but I do think that, he got in touch with Steve Bannon. I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Bannon is aware of some of this stuff.
Yes.
I think his heart is in the right place. I mean, he has made some statements. For example, talking about the fact that Paris isn't Paris anymore. Europe isn't, Germany isn't Germany anymore. That's a disaster, what's happening over there. That means that he has a sense that the West is being overrun. He has, yes, a sense that Western civilization is in a crisis. And I do think that he sees himself maybe as someone who, is the white knight, is going to try to turn it around. That's my, one of my intuitive beliefs about him that and again, there's some evidence that some of his statements.
Go ahead, Kevin, if you can recall a few more of those, I should have compiled them, because there are many things that Donald Trump has said, like Paris isn't Paris anymore. that could be lifted right out of one of your essays. Can you recall some other? Yes,
absolutely. I don't have any more at my fingertips, but those are very telling. The concern that the West is under siege. Well, if he really believes that, and the fact that he was very slow to condemn, say, David Duke, and that was brought up many times. Even yesterday after Charlottesville, he was very reluctant. He didn't call out the alt-right. He didn't talk about Nazis. Didn't talk about. He just said there's violence. We got to condemn it on all sides. That was seen as very vague, and it was very vague. He didn't want to come out and condemn those people because also, I think that fundamentally he sees a certain, a certain rapport there and a certain sense of common interest. And he doesn't like to be bullied by the mainstream media into doing this.
Yes, and he has said other things. He has said absolutely, forbidden things, referring to the civilized world. What president, since Calvin Coolidge, referred to the civilized world? Donald Trump says this all the time. When he was giving this incredible speech that he gave at in Warsaw the day before the G20 summit with President Duda.
Yeah, that was incredible.
The greatest speech by an American president I've ever read surpasses Washington's farewell address. But in that speech, he had this incredible three-word sentence, "We write symphonies."
Hmm. Yeah.
You remember that?
I do think he's aware of these things. I think that if he sat down with you and me and the rest of us on this program and a lot of people in the audience, I do think that and he was totally assured that this would not get out or anything, I think we would find an incredible rapport and understanding of these issues, and that gives us hope.
The left, the left thinks long and hard about all of these things. And when he uttered those three words, saying, we've got to preserve the West in that speech, we've got to preserve our civilization against the onslaught from Islam and the immigration invasion, which President Duda of Poland has distinguished himself, along with Viktor Orban of Hungary, as saying, no, you're not coming into our country. But when Donald Trump said, just inexplicably, he just, in the middle of the speech, he says, "We write symphonies," talking about the greatness of our civilization. The West freaked out. They said, well, who do you mean by we? Who is we? And, of course, what we means is, your phrase, Paul, our people, our genetic family. And this is where Donald Trump is echoing thoughts that you've been writing for decades, Kevin, which is when he says we must take care of America first. We will look out for American jobs first. In our foreign policy, in our military deployment, we will consider American interests, not foreign interests. In our trade, we will look for the interests of our people, not, somebody else. And on our border, we will make our streets safe for our children. For instance, yesterday, in his comments yesterday, he made a typical Donald Trump, very popular statement that shows he understands Americana. He said all of America should have streets on which it's safe for children to play.
Yeah, Donald Trump really gets it. I think he's on the edge of becoming a race realist, there's some really good signs. The fact that his speech in Warsaw drew just rants of outrage about somehow praising European civilization because it's been part and parcel of the cultural Marxist termite operation that's gone on for at least 50 years to denigrate our civilization, to basically say, we're not worth preserving. And, once you buy into that morally, you're not going to want to preserve America's borders. And it appalled me how many Republicans specifically denounced white supremacy and white nationalism. I turn that around. if you're against white supremacy, whatever that is, do you want white inferiority? And I think subliminally, that's what they want. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had nearly a half a century of job stealing and opportunity stealing affirmative action. And it became obvious to me when you saw people like Speaker Ryan and Orrin Hatch and others who have had a fair deal of power. They've not done nothing for the concerns of white people. Because they don't believe in us. Maybe they believe in lower taxes and slightly fewer regulations and a few things around the periphery, but they spoke volumes that they were not us.
Of course, they're political cowards. Of course, and the but now we get to our interesting role, which is that if we can fly in formation with this incredible person, Donald Trump, who is securing our borders. Kevin, before the show, Kevin, you mentioned the point that Donald Trump, just by talking about immigration, just by talking about it, he's cut the flow across the Mexican border in half. And across the board, he's improved business, the business situation. He's gotten oil flowing. He has in 6 months delivered more than any president. If we can fly in formation with him, he's actually, my point, Paul and Kevin, being he is actually accomplishing our goals right now, which we've never done. We have never accomplished any of our goals in all the 70 years that we've been, hacking away at the task. He's actually accomplished a bunch of them already. And if we can fly in formation so that we know as best we can, we avoid driving any wedges between ourselves and President Trump, and we bring as many folks on board as possible, we can light the political fire under the rear ends of people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And since they are just political, hacks, that's all they'll pay attention to. They will pay attention to that political fire. But if we're having big rallies all over the country, and if they are Americana, with the cops supporting us the way they do at all of the Trump rallies, they are just the Rudy Giuliani during the primaries. He said, I'm around cops all the time. That's all I do. I'm surrounded by cops. I have bodyguards all the time. He says, I have not yet met a cop who doesn't support Donald Trump. That's a pretty revealing statement. And the I think my point there being that Donald Trump, who's never served in the military, yet the entire military supports him hugely. He's teaching us a lesson on how using our strength, which is Americana. That's America is ours. Lindbergh is our Ford, Edison. They are ours. And if we assert Americana, we've got a lock on that. We've got a copyright on that, and we can win with it. So let me go back to, if I may, let me just introduce another person into the conversation. Is Simon Roach with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, James.
Well, thank you. And let me introduce Dr. McDonald. This is Simon Roach, who is an official representative of the largest white South African patriotic organization, which is called Zaitlanders or Southlanders. Simon Roach is here on a national tour. We've had him on this show numerous times. He was with us at the American Renaissance Conference a couple of weeks ago and did speak, in fact, to the conference as a surprise last-minute speaker. The audience loved him. And he is here. Go ahead, Simon, introduce yourself to Dr. McDonald. I feel very honored to be able to introduce you two men.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. McDonald. It's a pleasure and a privilege to meet you across the airwaves like this. A few days ago, I listened to an interview that you've done, a very long interview, and it was a terrific introduction to your work.
Appreciate it, yeah. I mean, what you're doing in South Africa is so critical down there. And in fact, every white South African should be admitted as a refugee in the United States, in my opinion.
Oh, and by the way, let me interject this. This amazed me, Kevin. Simon Roach's organization, which was founded, their founder is a man named Gustav Muller, a genius. This, in a population of only 4.5 million white people in South Africa, their organization has, rounding the number off, 100,000 members. Mm-hmm. And something they're doing, this is a page right out of your book, Kevin, they're using the law, in this case the Geneva Conventions, and their right under the Geneva Conventions to defend themselves in a civil organization to defend women and children. We'll come back to that. But they've taken the moral high ground, Kevin, and it's working. We'll be right back, Good. Folks.
We have to take the moral high ground.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Circling skies, turn the tide and twist it just an earthbound. Yes, there's a pie.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. The rest of the world help us for change and let's rebuild America.
America first, folks. Welcome back. Yes, thank you, Charles Lindbergh, for that slogan, America first, repeated now by our president, Donald Trump. And Mr. Simon Roach, our guest from the Saitlanders organization in South Africa, 100,000 strong. They have no intention of leaving South Africa. And I was just explaining to Dr. McDonald, Simon, that because you have taken the moral high road under the Geneva Convention protocols, which allow you as white people, specifically as white people, as an ethnic group, to protect your women, protect your children in a completely defensive way, that if we can get our, when we get our, I'll say when, we get our South African book done with help from you and with help from the Saitlanders, and we get that to Steve Bannon, Steve Bannon will walk it down two doors in the West Wing to Donald Trump's Rutherford desk in the Oval Office. I think, I was explaining to Dr. McDonald, that when Kevin, when Donald Trump reads the story of the Saitlanders, I think you will have a friend in the Oval Office who can be a key in making it possible for you, 4.5+ million white South Africans, to actually have a secure future in your own land. What do you think of that, Simon?
Well, I hope so, James. It would be good if we had an ally. I think that many of us are really demoralized by the fact that we are sort of the whipping boys of the world, you know. If there is one country in the world today that is the whipping boy of the entire world, it's South Africa, and by that I mean the white South African. The people responsible for apartheid, the people who didn't like Nelson Mandela, the people who weren't nice to this one and that one. And to have a good, strong, powerful friend who recognizes that we have only good intentions of looking after our mothers, sisters, wives, and daughters would be a very, very good thing.
Well, you know, in this conversation right here, you have just made a connection with one of the most, I'm embarrassing Dr. McDonald again, but one of the key minds in the future trajectory of the white race. You just made a connection, Simon.
Well, thank you very much, James, for facilitating that. You've facilitated many connections for Saitlanders, for our organization here in the USA, many, many, and you continue to do it, and we remain grateful to you. If I may just mention this to you quickly, James, we're in the motor car at the moment on the freeway traveling westwards from Charlottesville, Virginia, and back to Nashville, Tennessee, where I've been staying with my host, and there's some other people in the car. We were at the event that took place yesterday. I went purely as an observer and not to meddle in domestic American politics, but it was a fascinating, fascinating occasion.
Well, and thank you. You know, you have traveled, folks. Simon Roach, and he spells his last name R-O-C-H-E, Simon Roach, who has been away from his own family for many months, sacrificing like a true Afrikaner, traveling around the country. Folks, when we were at, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Simon, when we were at the American Renaissance Conference at Montgomery Bell State Park, I found out that Simon, the first night that we were there, was sleeping in a pup tent. and as poor as I am, I endeavored to find, there were no rooms at the inn, no rooms available. I managed to get a patriot in Dallas to give up his room and I paid for it, to get Simon, who then was able to speak to the whole crowd. You knocked him out, Simon. He spoke to the whole crowd on Sunday morning with a good night's rest.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. It was a privilege to be there, just as it was a privilege to witness what we did yesterday. And if I may say so, Jane, as an observer, I'd like to say to you, and I hope that I'm not causing the conversation to digress from the theme of today, and I beg your pardon, Dr. McDonald, but I would like to say that every word in every newspaper that we've seen on this journey of 8 hours so far today, and every word on every mainstream website, and every word on every mainstream radio station about yesterday's event is an out-and-out lie. I can tell you, tell you step by step, minute by minute, precisely what transpired, what we've recorded on video and otherwise, and